All right, we are back here on Mornings with Box 2 Radio on the Box 2 Radio Network. And what a awesome day it's been in the presence of the Lord. We are excited to have Jared and Ashley on with us. Are you guys on with us?
Good morning.
Good morning,
guys. Thank you so much for coming on. It's been a long time no see for you, Ashley. And congratulations. I'm a little bit late on that. And your all's married life and all of those things, serving the Lord together, walking out married life, and life in ministry. So you're both in ministry.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
So we are both at Elkhorn Baptist Church in Campbellsville, Kentucky. Jared is the youth pastor while I serve as the children's director here.
That is so awesome. I love to see couples serving together in the body of Christ. There is such an attack right now on the family. There's been an attack on marriages for a long time. As you all know this, we all know this. And I'm just thankful to see people in our generation, early 20s, serving the Lord, listening to the verse that says, you know, start this while you're young. Start yep. serving the Lord in your youth. Don't just waste these years on following the things of this world, but let's lay up our treasures in heaven. Amen?
Right.
So, okay. So I want you all to talk about kind of how the Lord, now for a kind of, I don't know the word here, but a little background info. I went to Campbellsville with Ashley. I don't think I got to meet Jared really. I didn't get to talk to him very often.
You have.
But I know that you, Ashley, studied marriage and family ministries.
I did.
And so you had a theology degree. Did Jared as well?
So I had a undergrad in music, actually.
Okay.
Right now, I'm doing a master's in divinity here at Campbellsville, too, all online. But God moved in an amazing way.
Wow.
A few years back and kind of turned my life in a way that I love music. I still love it today, but he called me into ministry. And so had to be obedient in that way, you know.
Amen. Yeah, so kind of talk about that. I guess you all can kind of just take turns and kind of talk about how the Lord led you into the ministry. And you can kind of talk about maybe how that looked different before marriage and after marriage, too.
Yeah, so I was born into a family of ministers. my mom's a children's director. I have both my brothers and my sister were in ministry, aunts, uncles, everybody. So that was kind of something I was running from for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to just join the family business, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I knew from a really young age that I wanted to help people, especially children. I just didn't know what that looked like. So when I got to Campbellsville, I actually was majoring in music at first and just really felt a heavy presence that the Lord wanted me to start looking at helping with marriage and family. And so Campbellsville offers that marriage and family ministry program. I was going to take it further and do theology, or do therapy. But then I met my husband and that just didn't happen. And so I joined him on his journey of being a part-time youth pastor up in Springfield, Kentucky, and have just been on a wild ride ever since. It's been pretty crazy.
Wow. You know, what I've found in my life, and this is not about me, so we're going to have to catch up so we can, we have a lot of ground to cover off the radio, but, you know, what I've noticed is that the Lord gives us what we need. He always gives us what we need. We think that we want something. And, you know, the funny thing is, you all know Corbin Harris, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I actually had him on not too long ago to kind of talk about his testimony and how the Lord has used him in sports and all. And he kind of had a similar testimony of like, well, this was my plan. And then the Lord, he took me in another direction. And but I love when that is marriage because,
yeah.
I mean, Ashley and I, we know we've took the classes, but we also know what we know what the word says is that
right.
The order, the godly order, is him first, then the marriage, mm-hmm. and then our family, and everything else comes after that. Like, our home is our first ministry. And I love that the Lord used your husband to take you a different direction, because that's the direction that he created you to be in.
Right.
So I love that. And so what about you, Jared? How did you, and I think it's funny because you all both have the musical background. So I love how God does that and puts people together, that it's just funny. I love it. But how did you kind of get into the ministry, and how does that, then you all can go into, how does that look different now that you all are married and you're doing it together?
Yeah. Well, I can go a couple hours when it comes to my testimony, but to keep it kind of under wraps a little bit.
We have until 9.
I guess the big synopsis of my testimony and where God kind of led me to is I grew up in a Christian home, and I was taught all the good values, good morals, taught Jesus, but I really never truly had a relationship with him until a little later in life. And I came to Campbellsville, and this is a true story. I made mistakes. There's things that I did wrong. I probably did every wrong thing in the book when it comes to being a student. I was not a very good student, and came to school for music education. I knew that I loved teaching. I knew I loved playing the trumpet. It was a lot of fun. Love marching band. I still consider it a sport to this day. And so, but going from that into a season where I dropped out of college and I moved up into my parents' house, and then kind of God did a 360 in my life of, like, I got to actually, like, I accepted him for real that time, and my salvation and the baptism, and it was just incredible. And going into, at that point, just kind of reaching out and seeing if I can get involved into a local church. And so I got an internship, long story short there, at Mercy Road Church in Carmel, Indiana, and absolutely had one of the best years of my entire life serving in youth ministry as an intern. And I knew I just fell in love with the idea of not only just teaching music to kids, but to teach God, to teach his word into kids. And so 6th through 12th grade has been kind of my vibe where God's had me. Yeah. I came back to Campbellsville to finish my music degree that I was already started. God blessed me with a part-time youth ministry position in Springfield, a Cornerstone Christian, which was amazing for 2 years. And then he opened the door this last year into full-time ministry. And in the midst of all that crazy in school, with ministry and everything, I knew also there was a big reason why God had me come back to Campbellsville, and that was for my wife. I didn't know who she was. Where
he
she
who
be.
Finds a wife finds a good thing. I'm sorry, I had to throw that in there.
But from the moment I met her, which was crazy through other friends, mutual friends, I knew I was going to marry her. She didn't know that at the time, but I did. I kind of stuck with it and loved her through it. And we're past our first year of marriage now, which has been incredible. And just being able to work with her and serve alongside her, seeing her grow through Christ, and just love all that. So that's a little bit about me and my testimony and all that, where we are right now.
Wow. I love love, and love when you love when you have Christ in the center of it. I mean,
yeah.
And I just see, I mean, just hearing you talk, Jared, about what the Lord's done in you, and just seeing you all together, I can see how the Lord is really using your all strengths together for the kingdom. And I know Ashley pretty well, and I'm so glad that she is doing children. She's the children's minister director, because she has that she has gifts for administration for sure, and she's really good with organizing things and just keeping things on track, and I just love to see people not neglecting those gifts that the Lord's given them, but actually putting them and not burying them in the sand with the talents that he's given us. And so kind of talk about what's happening with the kids. So you all kind of already went into like spiritual growth, which I love. I love when people answer the questions that I already have prepared without me even having to ask them. So that's how we know we have a good flow going here. But but talk about like what's happening. What is the Lord doing in the kids that you all are working with? What are some things that are going on, the spiritual growth that you are seeing in them, and even how that is teaching you all? Because I mean, I have started here at the ministry that I'm at to work with kids more. I never really thought that I would be working with kids, but it has opened up something in my heart. It's opened up something in my heart that I love, and it's a passion, and they teach me so much. Like, kids teach us so much. And so just kind of talk about that. What is the Lord doing in the youth? What is the Lord doing in the kids? And kind of go from there. And then we might get into some testimonies after that.
So our church is a little bit different than most. For our Wednesday night programming, we run a van ministry. So we actually take like big 15-passenger vans out into the community and pick up kids and youth from all different walks of life. I mean, we've got kids who may not have food on the table at home, or running water, or their parents aren't in the picture, or they just watch somebody get killed during a drug deal.
Wow. So
we have a wide array of different kinds of students in our program, because our church kids come to our programming too. So we have some kids that, you know, have been born in the church and have known Jesus since they were babies, and then these other kids that come on our vans. So we get to see a lot of spiritual growth, because you can't you can't pick up those kids and not see some kind of change, right? When you're bringing them to church, we're feeding them a meal, we're giving them Jesus, we're loving on them. Some of these kids have never seen love from an adult before until they get to church. So our last Wednesday night of the school year, we had 7 baptisms and 6 salvations, and it was all kids and youth. There was no adults. It was just our students. Which was so impactful, even for our adult volunteers, being able to see these kids who had every reason in the book to deny Jesus, every reason in the book to turn and run towards the world, because that's what everybody else is doing in their community. Just saying, you know what, no, I want to be like Jesus. I want Jesus in my life. I want to show my parents who Jesus is and how much he loves me and how much he loves them. It's life-changing, for sure.
Wow. You know, I love that so much, because one of the things that we've actually been really praying about, and the Lord's been speaking to us here at this ministry, here at Box 2 Radio, but also at Bethel, is how the Great Commission was always go. It was never come to me. Like Jesus said, come to me, all you who are, you know, weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. But he went out, and he sent the disciples out. And for some reason in the church, for a season, it was like, I think that going wasn't happening as much as a whole. And I love to see churches who are going and who are taking the gospel out, and realizing that we are called to, the church is called to take care of the widows and the orphans. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of these children, even if they aren't technically orphans and they still have their parents, a lot of them are probably in that orphan category with their parents not really being their parents. So I love to see that. And you know, you all hit it right there with the testimonies of 6 salvations and baptism, 7. I can't remember the number you said.
7 baptisms and 6 salvations on our final Wednesday night of the school year.
Wow. So what are those age ranges for your all's program?
Yeah, so Ashley takes care of anything from preschool, potty trained preschool, birth to fifth grade, and then I take anywhere from 6th grade to 12th grade.
Wow. That's covering all the bases. And how old do you know about, like, the age ranges of those kids who got saved and baptized?
My youngest one was a 1st grader. She was 7 years old.
Oh, that's my girl. I was a young one too.
Yeah.
Our oldest was a 8th grader in middle school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that young generation.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And this was another point that I was going to bring up, actually, is are you all seeing just the difference in this generation? Like, have your eyes been opened up even more to, like, I just feel like there's something different in this generation. Like, I know the Lord has a plan, like, and I think mm-hmm. he has something special prepared for this generation of youth, but also just the attack and just the obstacles that they are facing with the age of technology that we're in, and just so many things at their fingertips that we didn't have at our fingertips when we were youth. I mean,
the enemy is trying so hard to distract this next generation, because he knows how powerful this next generation can be for the kingdom. And so he's trying everything in his power through distraction with technology, like you said, with distractions of they can search anything on the internet they want to, with home life, to parents, to influencers, to you name it. The world is full of distraction. And even from the age gap, I'm 26 years old. It's not that big of a gap what they're going through right now, but the gap of when I was in high school and middle school to what they're doing is just unbelievable. What they actually have to go through and the challenges and culture they have to go through. And so it's very eye-opening when you get to see it in a whole new light.
Yeah.
You're going to the houses, you're seeing the obstacles, you're hearing it from them, from their mouth, of what they actually go through. And it's quite eye-opening. And so hitting those challenging cultural topics, hitting those difficult situations, and being able to talk through those things and stand on truth, even though the situations are difficult to talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, even their vocabulary compared to, like, when we were kids, you know, we thought there were so many words that were such bad words, like stupid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially if you grew up in a family of full-time ministers.
Yes. Yes. But I have kids, I mean, kindergartners, that come in blasting the F word, or will just call a kid some word that I don't even know. I have to go Google later and find out that it's...
Yeah, like, doesn't that make you feel old?
Yes.
It makes me, but I'm like, we're not old, though. So it's sad, because it shows how young it's getting. For me, I see the root of this as perversion. I see how perversion has manifested in so many different ways. And I think that, you know, this is kind of getting to the nitty gritties this morning, but we're seeing pornography younger and younger and younger affect these kids. And I think, you know, guarding their purity and continuing to teach them purity and just being somebody who's pure and letting your life be the Bible that they're able to read and understand, as well as teaching them the Bible. I'm very thankful for what you guys are doing, because I don't know about you all, but that's one of the things that, like, bring up that righteous anger in me, is the exposure and the sexualization of children at such young ages in our culture.
Yeah, I think that's what's so hard, too, with the kids that we serve. Because we've got kids whose parents watch it with them. The parents are the ones showing them pornography. Or their parents are having sexual relations in front of their children, out in the open. Like, it's not hidden from a lot of these kids. A lot of our students have been assaulted by family members or people within their neighborhood.
Wow.
So it's even, like, they are being destroyed by the people in their community or in their household
that they're supposed to be able to trust.
It's not necessarily even them seeking it out.
Yeah.
It's being presented towards them and at them. And so then having to come back and re-explain how that's not okay and what God really has in store for them and what the beauty of sex is meant for in marriage, and trying to reteach all of that, because nobody else has done that, and they've just taken advantage of a child. That's so hard, but that's what we deal with on a daily basis. That's our community. Those are our kids.
Wow.
It takes an approach of, I want to theme it as raw. It almost takes a raw type of love, a raw type of grace, a raw type of truth that we teach and we directly, teach these kids. As, you know, we hit the tough subjects. We talk about these things, and we don't sugarcoat the words. We didn't say Jesus was hurt badly. We said Jesus was, there was a spear in his side. He was spat on. He had a crown of thorns on his head.
Yeah.
And so, like, real authentic love, this is what Jesus did for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think evangelism in the local church is so important, especially in these day of age of mm-hmm. the Great Commission, go therefore mm-hmm. to all nations. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so important as a local church, no matter what the size is that concept of, hey, let's go get the kids. Let's go to the families. Let's not just sit here and twiddle our thumbs and mm-hmm. wait on families to come. Let's go and just share the good news of Jesus Christ to these families mm-hmm. to give them a hope, their living hope, you know. And so that's why we love what we do. It's not only a job, it's a calling. It's an anointment and appointment to serve the kingdom.
Amen.
And the way that I kind of described it in the fall, which just resonates so much now too, is that God sometimes has you fish in the dirtiest of ponds.
Yeah.
But sometimes those are the biggest fish to catch.
Mm.
And so we're just going to go fishing. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're called to do.
Be fishers of men. Wow. That I just love this. And I'm probably going to bring this around to back to the family, because I'm so passionate about seeing seeing revival in families, because mm-hmm. you know, you all see this firsthand, that when the families are healthy, it's saving so much of this healing and onion peeled back layer by layer that oftentimes prevents kids from even getting to the point where they're open to salvation or open to growing in the Lord. And so when there's healthy families that are discipling their kids, and no one is perfect, we're all learning, we're all growing, but I'm just believing for a revival in families and new families. I believe that the ones who the Lord is raising up to raise families, new young parents, new married couples, that the Lord is wanting to establish his culture, and mm-hmm. he's not done yet. It's like these things, when we think about the issue and think about what Satan is doing only, then it's so overwhelming. But once we see the light of, we have the power, like the church has the power to change and shift all of this. And it just takes more labors. I mean, what Jesus said, the harvest is ready, but the laborers are few. And so it's time to pray for the more laborers to rise up and more mm-hmm. parents to rise up and decide to not just let the iPads raise their kids, but that's talking to Christians too, because you know, we see it in churches, but we need it, and it's not just, we need these families for the community, for these other kids, for these other families that need an example, these other kids that never got an opportunity. They didn't get to choose what family they were born into. So those of us that are in the church, we get to train up our child in the way that they should go so that they won't depart from it. So I wanted to ask you all, how has working with the kids, working in youth, kind of, and we have like 6 minutes left, but how has this kind of changed and like grown you when thinking about your all's future family, if you're planning on that? I don't want to assume, but if you plan to raise a family to be parents.
Yeah, we've definitely had our eyes opened to a lot. Our church is different than most, not only with just our Wednesday nights, but just even our Sunday mornings is a big outreach kind of program. So we see a lot and hear a lot about how parents wish that they did something different with their child, or as these now adults are growing up and have lived through drug addiction or alcoholism, how they wish that things were different in their childhood. So I think we both are kind of taking all of that advice and that information and just kind of applying and figuring out, hey, do we really want to send our kids to public school? Is that a safe space for them to still walk the walk with Jesus and not be influenced by the evil in this world? Do we want to allow our kids to have sleepovers at friends' houses? because we've got so many kids that that's where abuse starts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of opened our eyes to some of the evil that's in this world and how we're going to have to, as parents in the future, really, really fight for our kids.
Take a stand. Amen.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much that you have to do as parents to protect your family. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we've learned is how much work that actually is going to take on our part.
Yeah.
Because it's so important.
Amen.
I think another thing.
It's the greatest blessing.
Ahead.
I was just saying it's one of the, you know, it says that that their children are a heritage of the Lord.
Yep.
Go ahead, Jared.
I just wanted to chime in on that because I agree with everything she said. But the big thing that I've learned is there's no such thing as a perfect parent. But there is guidelines, there are standards, there is something to stand on as you are a parent. So will my kid mess up? Absolutely. But to teach them, to disciple them, to not just give my kid to a Sunday school teacher and that's it for the week. I don't want to be I'll give the Lord my earnings and my attention on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday I'm off doing other things. I want to do a 7 day a week, you know, focus on Christ. And I think that's important when you disciple your kids. You teach them, you grow them, they learn. And one of the things I've learned is those eyes are always watching.
Yeah.
They're always watching the actions that we do, how we talk to each other. And I think the perfect example of that you can present is worshiping in church on a Sunday morning, seeing them seeing you worship God, because those eyes are always watching. And so as we start our family at some point in time, whenever God wants us to do that, I think that's one of the most important things is continually show your kids how you can worship our King.
Amen.
And so I recommend to all the people listening and watching as well.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, it's turning around for the glory of God. And I believe that that the more of us that just wake up to this and take a stand, we're going to start to see a lot of victories, because we already have the victory. We already have the answer, but we just have to go and give it to people, and give it to our children. So I love this. Thank you all so much for coming on. I do want to ask if you all have any events coming up, like VBS or anything, go ahead and announce that, because I know we're all the way over here in like the Grayson County, Breckenridge County area. So we're a ways off, but we actually have a radio signal that reaches really close to Campbellsville. So there could be people tuned in that are actually close to you all on the radio. So go ahead and announce just those dates, if there's any VBS or just any opportunities for the kids to come to your all's program at Elkhorn Baptist.
Absolutely. We definitely have two things that we'd love to say just for the summers that are coming up. Those are the easiest things to remember, of course, with as you're driving and things like that. But every Wednesday night this summer, we are doing things with our community, with our kids. All are welcome to it. So every Wednesday night from 6:30 to 8 p.m., we're bringing the vans out, all that kind of stuff. We're going to Miller Park this week. We're going to have a hangout night. We're going to have free food, hot dogs, hamburgers, games, basketball, cornhole, you name it. It's going to be awesome. So that is our big things throughout the summer for June and July.
We also have for 4th of July, July 3rd and 4th, our Family Fun Zone. We partner with the city of Campbellsville and have bounce houses and face painting and crafts and food and all kinds of stuff out on Main Street for our Family Fun Zone that's organized with the city. That is July 3rd and 4th.
Wow, that sounds so awesome. And just again, thank you guys so much for coming on. We have to catch up, but it's been an honor and a blessing. So I will talk to you guys hopefully soon. And thank you again for I'm so blessed to hear what you guys are doing for the body of Christ.
Thanks for having us, Hannah.
Yes.
Thank you.
See you guys.
See ya.
Bye.
All right. Well, we are out of time, literally out of time. So thank you guys for tuning in, listening. We love our listeners, and we will be back here tomorrow, 7 a.m. Central Time on Mornings with Box 2 Radio on the Box 2 Radio Network.